The Brisbane Indie Pop four-piece Cub Sport have had a transformative past 12 months with the release of their third self-titled record, Cub Sport, an album that dazzles dreamy synth pop, features flares of R&B and tenderly emotive lyricism. They're currently in the midst of their New Zealand and Australia tour of the album, and Tim and Sam join us on the phone now. Thank you so much for coming to chat to us on The Hoist and Loud and Queer.
Pleasure, thank you.
It's been a whirlwind few months since the release of your self-titled album, Cub Sport. How did it feel putting out a record that you've described as the true arrival of the band?
It feels really good. I think every time we put out an album, I feel like it's like the true arrival of Cub Sport. And I hope that that's something that continues for our whole career. But yeah, there's something about this album that feels like we're really stepping into our own in a way that we haven't before. And playing these songs live is super fun too.
And you released your self-titled album, Cub Sport, at the start of the year in January, and it landed in Australia's laps in the peak of summer. Was the record intended to be, quote-unquote, a summer record, or were you just dying to get the new music out into the world, I guess, before everybody else started getting their albums out in 2019?
Yeah, well, the album was finished, and we just wanted to put it out as quickly as we could so that other people could be enjoying it. And, yeah, I think there are a couple of summery songs on there, but I hope it's something that people want to listen to all year round.
Transseasonal piece.
What was a day in the life of Cub Sport like in writing and recording in the studio?
For this album, it was kind of like all over the place. I started writing it in 2017, around when we were promoting Bats and releasing singles from that album. And I ended up working on it a bunch while we were touring in the US as well. And the last song that I wrote that made it onto the album was I'm Not Scared. And we recorded that in August last year when we were in LA just after our wedding. And we had just recorded the music video for Hawaiian Party with the Dolan Twins. And then it was just kind of, a couple of sessions that we did with some spare days that we had, and that's kind of the quickest turnaround that we've ever had with recording music and then having it out in the world, so it's cool.
And I guess you all kept us posted with the recording process online, and we do get to catch a glimpse of your lives through your social media, and your incredible openness with your fans has developed a true Cub Sport philosophy of inclusion, equality and empowerment, and it's something that we really value and appreciate here at Sin. Those posy vibes are incredibly infectious, and we would just love to know what motivates you to keep spreading the joy and making your lives so open and honest with your fan base.
Well, I guess it took us a while to get into a positive mindset and to learn to love ourselves for who we are. And I think that it's such a powerful and transformative thing when you can really learn to accept yourself for who you are and appreciate that and kind of take your power and bring it into your everyday life. And if we can help other people kind of get to that place and have that realization that you are exactly how you are for a reason, then that's something that we really want to do. And I think a lot of our fans and the online community are so encouraging and empowering back to us that it kind of feels like we're all making each other feel better. And so that's always a big motivator to like keep going and keep being open about like who we are and what we stand for.
Obviously, you know, with young people growing up and everything, it's really important how you've been doing your best to be putting on under 18 shows, and seeing bands such as yourselves giving young Australians the opportunity and access to live music is truly wonderful. Was live music something that you valued at a young age too?
Yeah, I wish that I could have made it along to more shows, but it was something that I did really love. I used to go to like the Australian Idol concerts. And I remember going to see Missy Higgins, like, whenever she would do an all-ages show.
Yes.
They were, like, she was, like, my number one.
The Veronicas.
Yeah, I saw the Veronicas at the Brisbane Convention Centre.
I love that I wasn't the only one that went to those Australian Idol concerts at a young age too. They were so good. Such a moment in time. From looking back, I guess, to looking forward, the last few years have been obviously a whirlwind for you guys, but do you have these big dreams or plans that are going to further take Cub Sport into this new place that's further transcending Earth? Because you guys are already on your way out there.
Universal Park, that's the next stop. We want Like, world domination is is the goal. And I feel like a five-year plan for world domination is something we can do.
Yeah. It really does sort of feel like we're just getting started, even though the last few years has been like a bit of a whirlwind. It really does sort of feel like the beginning, and it's like what we were saying before about having really stepped into our power more than ever on this album. It feels like it's just the start of a new trajectory.
I think we both agree on that one, don't we, Jack?
Definitely. Now, we are letting Cub Sport by Cub Sport shine. We do know there have been a few notes and nods of new music from you. Have you guys already started thinking about and maybe developing ideas for the next Cub Sport album?
Yeah, I've been writing a bunch of songs, and I really love like a few of them. So yeah, I always get restless. Like, once I've got songs written that I know I want people to hear, I'm like, okay, I want to release this now. So yeah, I feel like there'll be new music probably later this year.
Oh, but wow.
Yeah, we'll see what happens as far as album four. Like, usually I'm, because I write songs pretty often when I have time, there are usually like a lot of songs, and what starts out as being like the next album on my playlist of demos usually changes so much by the time it actually comes around. So I could say I think I've got like half of album four, but there's a big chance that could completely change as well. But yeah, there is new music happening.
Potentially like top and tailing 2019 with beautiful Cub Sport music.
Yes. I'd love to do an Ariana sometime and do two albums within 6 months.
Look, we'll take it. Like, we're not going to say no. If that's where you want to go, we'll take it. Now, not only have you been dipping into some new sounds by the sounds of things, but we can't do this interview without talking about that incredibly Angelica-like version that you did covering Billie Eilish's When the Party's Over. Besides being big fans of hers, what compelled you to cover this hugely popular and beautiful song?
I think because it's so beautiful, like, that is something that really drew me into this song from the first time I heard it. And then when we were throwing around ideas for what to do for like a version, I was listening to it a bit closer and I was just like, wow, there are harmonies all the way through this, and I feel like the melodies and chords and everything, like, it feels very Cub Sport to me. So it felt like it just felt like a good fit. And then when we sat down and figured out all of the harmonies and we were kind of just singing it through, it really started to make sense, like, why we were drawn to that song. The reaction to it really exceeded our expectations. People were really putting a lot of pressure on, reminding us that the Ultralight Beam cover was really good and that it would be really hard to top that. Okay, thank you. We weren't nervous enough already.
Well, I think you did manage to top it again. And as always, your harmonies in the cover are beautiful. How do you not give yourselves goosebumps, or do you?
Honestly, sometimes I get goosebumps at our shows. I think it's about, like, when we're all singing together, there's, like, something about, like, the energy that is happening when it's, like, the four of us on stage kind of, like, focusing all of our energies into this one thing. It, like, yeah,
Now, something that I really want to know is, can those heading along to your Australian tour possibly get maybe a little Like a Virgin Love and see it performed live at the shows?
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
Good idea, eh?
You guys undoubtedly have an insanely iconic sense of fashion, and I know you won't want to give away too much, but have you got anything special planned outfit-wise for your Melbourne show on Saturday the 13th of April at Festival Hall?
Yeah. The looks are iconic, though. I cannot wait for these shows. I think that people are going to kind of have their minds blown. I've got my mind blown just from, like, rehearsing.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Truly wonderful words from Tim and Sam of Cub Sport, who you can see Saturday the 13th of April at Festival Hall in Melbourne.
I'm going to give Party Pill a spin. This song is embracing celebration of your romance together that you've described as your story and truth. How did it feel writing this particular story, and were the emotions running particularly high once the song was finished?
Yeah, for sure. I cried a lot when I was writing and recording this song, and it felt like a part of our story that I had held on to so much shame about for years. And so it kind of writing this song and sharing this with people really felt like I was kind of setting myself free from a lot of just like heaviness that I've been carrying around. So it is a really special song for us.
What advice can you give to our young LGBTQI listeners about discovering their identity, embracing their truth, and loving themselves?
I'd say, well, like, firstly, you're exactly who you are for a reason, and it can be hard to believe that sometimes. But, yeah, I'd say there are people who love you and understand you out there, and don't lose hope. Don't feel like you need to define yourself for somebody else. And yeah, there are like so many things to say, but basically you're perfect how you are and don't feel like you need to change for anybody else.
Well, Tim and Sam of CubSport, thank you so much for joining us on Sin. We're going to give Party Pill a spin for you now.
Bye. Bye.